Hello, this is the Midday News on English Waves Radio, and I'm Nia Kaysen. After Omicron, we may now have to face the BA2 subvariant. This subvariant is already prevalent in Denmark and should be closely monitored by the health authorities. According to Olivier Véran, people who have already contracted Omicron can potentially be recontaminated with BA2. The Minister of Health also estimated that the peak of Omicron will be reached in a few days. Emmanuel Macron continues his visit to Limousin. After Les Creuses, the President of the Republic is going to Haute-Vienne today. The head of state is to visit one of the 19 France services in the department in the morning. Emmanuel Macron will end his trip in Oradour-sur-Glane. Emmanuel Macron is also due to meet German Chancellor Olaf Scholz this evening. This will be an opportunity for the two leaders to discuss issues related to the French presidency of the European Union. The issue of tensions between Russia and Ukraine will also be discussed. Emmanuel Macron has pleaded for a de-escalation. To help the French face the increase in the price of fuel, the government may decide to deduct the mileage allowance from taxes. Prices increased again last week. The price of diesel, for example, has increased by 3.26 cents per litre. A meeting is scheduled today between the Minister of the Economy, Bruno Le Maire, and Prime Minister Jean Castex to discuss the subject. Parliament will today definitively adopt a bill that aims to ban conversion therapy, which is a practice that aims to impose heterosexuality on LGBT+ people. The law creates a new offence in the penal code, punishing these practices with 2 years in prison and a fine of €30,000. In Cameroon, President Paul Biya has ordered an investigation into yesterday's stampede that took place at the entrance to the Yaoundé Stadium before the match between Cameroon and the Comoros. 8 people have been confirmed dead and 40 injured. You've been listening to the Midday News on English Waves Radio, and I'm Nia Kaysen.